The State of Food and Agriculture 2015 report, known as the SOFA report, has been released today by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. It's the food agency's flagship publication, and this year the report has been dedicated to the topic of social protection. Social protection was featured prominently in the recently adopted Sustainable Development Goals and will be the theme of World Food Day coming up on October 16th. FAO has stepped up its efforts to help governments and partners incorporate social protection into national development strategies and policies. And according to the organization, social protection plays an important role in combating hunger and rural poverty when combined with agricultural support. But to help us understand the trends in social protection policies, we are inviting regional experts to weigh in on the issues. For the Near East and North Africa, Abdussalam Oul Ahmed, Assistant Director General and Regional Representative, based at the FAO's regional office in Cairo. Mr. Oul Ahmed, thank you for joining me.
Good afternoon.
Generally speaking, what are the trends in social protection across the region?
Well, the trends in the Near East and North Africa are mostly the same, at least when it comes to the types of social protection that countries have been providing. Social assistance programs have particular importance in this region, with fuel and food subsidies almost reaching from 5.6% of GDP as compared to 1.1% the average in other regions. This particular feature of social protection in the Near East and North Africa region has to do with the dependency of the region on food imports and therefore the sense of vulnerability towards volatility of the food and fuel prices. And for this reason, countries have put in place massive and sometimes even blanket subsidy system to mitigate the fluctuation of the food and fuel prices and help alleviate income poverty. But we see also changes in the direction, in particular in the last 4 to 5 years, with a clear intention of reforming the system.
Do you find that social protection is given enough priority in the region?
Yeah, no, social protection is given a high priority, but the focus of the social assistance dimension of the social protection, which is the subsidy system that is now under scrutiny in the region. And the reason is there is a feeling that maybe these systems are not sustainable because of their high budgetary cost, but also they are not as effective as other means of social protection in light of the experience of other developing countries, in particular in the Latin America, Caribbean countries, where cash transfer system, conditional and unconditional, have had a great impact in terms of poverty alleviation, of food security eradication, and it's felt today that maybe the social protection mechanisms are more effective than the food blanket food subsidy system.
What are the main issues regarding social protection in the region?
The main issue is, first of all, the effectiveness of the systems that are in place. The second issue is the cost effectiveness. And the third issue is particular to the link with the rural sector. Social protection are not put to work to support rural poverty reduction.
Could you give me one or two examples of social protection practices that have actually worked in the region?
The conditional transfer mechanisms that were put in place in some countries, and in part in Morocco, to support the access of rural poor to education. And this program has had a tremendous impact on enrollment ratio. So it's often mentioned as one of the most successful examples in the region.
How can the region improve on social protection?
It's absolutely crucial for this region to link the social protection to the achievement of the social development goals. So the current reforms need to be put into broader context of achieving, in particular, the goal of eradicating hunger, malnutrition, poverty, and sustainable agriculture. And in doing so, the social protection system needs to be more focused on the rural sector. The next wave of reform should be towards achieving the sustainable development goals and promoting its inclusive growth. And inclusive growth will happen only if the majority of the rural in the region are brought into the production cycle. and social protection can achieve this by, first of all, improving the geographical targeting towards the rural area, and second, by providing support to access to education, to health, such as the cash transfer programs that we have seen that have worked, therefore contributing to the accumulation of human capital by the rural poor, and third, supporting the access of rural poor to physical capital that can help increase the agricultural production and productivity. This trend is not clear yet, although there is an increasing awareness inside the region that, yes, reduction of rural poverty and sustainable agricultural development will be key in achieving the sustainable development goals.
Mr. Oud Ahmed, thank you so much for your time today.